GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. It's been a wild week in the crypto world, where the intersection of smart contracts, governance, and regulatory muscle flexing has left its mark. Let's dive right in, starting with a saga that almost saw $70 billion vanish into the digital ether. Aptos, a blockchain platform built on the Move language, recently dodged a bullet the size of a small country's GDP. A bug identified by the security firm Hexens could have compromised $70 billion worth of assets. The flaw, a type confusion bug, was swiftly patched, preventing what could have been an industry-shattering disaster. It's a stark reminder that the bleeding edge of blockchain is not immune to the classic pitfalls of software development. For developers working in the Move ecosystem, or any blockchain environment, this incident underscores the critical importance of rigorous security audits and the need for a culture of constant vigilance. It's a stark wake-up call that no amount of decentralization can replace good old-fashioned code review. Heading over to California, the state has decided to don the sheriff's badge in the Wild West of crypto. Starting July 1st, unlicensed platforms face fines of $100,000 a day. This heavy-handed approach is intended to enforce compliance and weed out the bad actors, but it also risks stifling innovation by adding yet another bureaucratic hurdle. For crypto exchanges and custodians, this means that legal teams are now as crucial as their tech counterparts. It's a reminder that while the tech may be borderless, the laws are not, and navigating this patchwork is part of the job description now. Now, let's talk about a hacker who apparently moonlights as Robin Hood. This week, a savvy attacker borrowed $65 million from Summer.fi's Lazy Summer protocol, returned the principal, and pocketed $6 million in profit. The flaw was in the Vault Share accounting, a vulnerability so stealthy it slipped under the radar of audits. Summer.fi, or what some might nostalgically remember as Oasis.app, found itself in a tight spot, proving once again that smart contract vulnerabilities are like mythical hydras. Cut off one head, and two more appear. For developers in DeFi, this is a call to not only audit code, but also constantly stress test protocols in creative ways. Sometimes the simplest functions hold the most devastating potential. Lastly, let's visit BonkDAO, where someone just pulled off a legal heist straight from the DAO playbook. Imagine using $4 million to buy meme coins and then using those coins to vote a proposal through that nets you $20 million from the project's treasury. That's exactly what happened, and it's all perfectly within the rules. This incident highlights the inherent risks in token-based governance systems. While decentralized, these systems can be manipulated by those who accumulate enough influence, often at the expense of the community they are supposed to empower. For builders, this is a lesson in designing governance models that are resistant to such exploits, a balance of democracy and safeguard mechanisms. So what does all this mean for jobs and builders in the crypto space? Well, if you're a security expert, you're in high demand. The industry's relentless march forward means that vulnerabilities and exploits are only going to grow in creativity and complexity. Legal compliance roles are also becoming increasingly crucial as jurisdictions start to clamp down. For developers, the takeaway is clear: build with security and governance in mind from day one. The future of crypto may be decentralized, but it still requires a firm grip on the basics of security, law, and smart contract design. That's it for today. Keep grinding, keep building, and keep questioning everything. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.